This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is a time for counting in Iraq. In Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, officials are counting the votes from Sunday's election. The prime minister is urging Iraqis to unite. Authorities are also counting the human cost. Sunday was a busy day for insurgent groups, and they are promising to continue what they call a holy war. We'll look more closely at that fight in a moment. First, here's NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.
200 election staffers, broken up into four shifts, are working around the clock, logging results into computers. They're counting up tally sheets for both the National Assembly and provincial councils. The unofficial leader in the poll is the United Iraqi Alliance, a coalition of Shiites, followed by Prime Minister Ayad Alawi's slate. The Kurds, though only 12% to 15% of the population, voted in huge numbers, so their party is expected to do well, too. All have spoken of national reconciliation, and since no one group is expected to get a two-thirds majority in the new assembly, necessary to choose a president and a prime minister, backroom dealing is underway. The assembly's main task will be to write a constitution, which is scheduled to go before voters next October. One big question is how the Arab Sunnis will respond to the results. Their reaction may well determine if stability in Iraq can be achieved. Turnout in Sunni-dominated areas was low because of boycotts and violence, so the Sunni minority, which dominated power under Saddam Hussein, will be underrepresented. But political leaders of all stripes have said they understand it's important to bring alienated Sunnis into the government to undercut the insurgency and ease their fears over the success of the Shiite coalition. U.S. officials have predicted insurgents will try to intensify their attacks in coming days to discredit the elections. For now, though, there's relative calm. The main violence has been a riot in southern Iraq at Camp Buka, the main U.S. detention center. According to the U.S. command, unrest broke out during a search for contraband and quickly spread as detainees ripped the camp apart and attacked guards with improvised weapons. Four detainees were killed. Overcrowding may have contributed to the riots, which are now under investigation. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.